Coming around, I'll ask you to remember him in your prayers. He's if a man's called to preach, he's anxious to speak to God's people. And Brother Kenneth's voice has been where he couldn't say very much here lately. And so I don't know, he sang pretty good this morning. So we'll just pray the Lord will give him a tongue of utterance this morning. God bless you. God bless you.
Good morning. Maybe if the Lord bless my voice will hold out. As already been said, it was great to have everybody come in and everybody was happy and smiling and hugging each other's necks, and it was great. It was great to be in the house of God. And the singing, I really appreciate the way the songs were sung this morning. I could feel the Spirit already. And when you can feel the Spirit here already, it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like God is here. Don't we want God to be with us? As that last song we sang is, God has been my refuge daily. Yes, He is our refuge daily. But He's much more than just our refuge. He's our help in time of need. He is our Savior. He's our deliverer. And He's also a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Them that diligently seek Him. Actually putting a priority on it. Actually putting some effort into it. Don't you know that, you ever heard that old saying, the more you put into something, the more you get out? Right. Well, if you ever come to service, if you ever come to church and worship, and you don't put anything forth, if you don't put any effort into it, if you're just there warming the bench, and you leave and say, well, I didn't get much out of that service. Well, it's not because God lacks of anything. But brothers and sisters, I've been there. I've done that. You know, I'm sure I've got several old t-shirts of that. It's something we do. It's something of our sin nature. We have this closest foe, the old man, the old sin nature that wants to drag us down, that wants to keep us in that miry pit. Brothers and sisters, we have to guard against that. We have to go against that. That's why we have to press into the kingdom. That's why it's a struggle. We need to be pressing into the kingdom.
Amen.
If you will, turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's a reasonable service. God gave us everything. He gave His very life. His own precious Son, He shed His own precious blood for us. Rather, least we could do is live for Him. That's why it's a living sacrifice. It's not one and done. No, it's every single day, day by day. As He would say, take up your cross and follow me. In Luke's account, it would say day by day. We need to be daily taking up our cross, daily pressing into the kingdom, daily trying our best to serve our great God.
Amen.
In verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If it's the will of God, it is acceptable. If it's the will of God, it is perfect. Brothers and sisters, we need to be renewing our mind day by day, searching His Scriptures, reading His precious Word, learning more about Him. That is another thing about pressing into the kingdom. That's another thing about serving this great God. We need to learn more about Him. We need to know more about Him. And the great thing about God is we can have as much as we want.
Amen.
It's endless. You can never have enough. But how much do you want? How much are we seeking after? The Lord would say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, I love the precision of the Scriptures. He says, seek ye first. He didn't say, seek ye only. We're not supposed to be just only reading and just dying of hunger. No, it says, seek ye first. Putting a priority on seeking Him first. And if it's a first, hey, best time to do that is early in the morning. Right when you wake up, you know, right before you reach for that cup of coffee, how about drinking some of God's Word in? How about drinking some of this in? How about spending some sweet fellowship with God? Brothers and sisters, my day goes by so much better when I take the time and I read His Word. I spend a little time in prayer. Brothers and sisters, that day, it may be a tough day. It may be a taxing day. But brother, at the end of the day, I feel much better. Because I have had the peace of God with me. He is with me because I took Him with me. And not only did I take Him with me, I used what He's given us. The armor of God you find in Ephesians chapter 6. The armor He gives us. We need to use it. We need to utilize it. The best way to use armor is to put it on. And that's the whole message. Put on the armor of God. There's so many things that we need to be doing. We need to be like in chapter 12 verse 2. Is, and not be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. I see so many things. It's like, well, we need to conform into this, or we need to change this, or we need to change that. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God does not change. It does not change, and it will not change. Now, men can alter their version of it. They can spit out other words. They can do other falsehoods. But brothers and sisters, the true, accurate Word of God does not change. The truth does not change. There are no versions of the truth. There is only truth. So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's how we do that. That's how we renew our mind day by day, is early in the morning or any time during the day. Read some scripture. Take some time to meditate upon the word of what you've read. That's one of the things about the reading the scriptures. Well, I don't really understand it. Brothers and sisters, don't worry about that. Keep reading. Keep plowing, keep digging, keep pressing in. That's the best way we can do it. If you stick with something, you'll eventually get it. Brothers and sisters, not only that will you eventually get it, but if you stick with it, if you're showing some effort, the Lord's going to bless you with it. The Lord will open things. He'll reveal things to you. He'll open the way. He'll show you the path. But be not transformed to this world by the... But be not conformed to this world by the... And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's one of the things we need to be doing. We need to be renewing our mind, keeping this fresh in our mind, writing it upon our heart, and keeping it with us. Now, if you will, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If ye be risen with Christ, well, brothers and sisters, if you're here, if you have a love for God, if God has touched and tendered your heart, brothers and sisters, you are risen with Christ. We are risen with Christ because He is a risen Savior. He is not someone that we know of that's in the tomb. No, He went to the tomb, but He arose. And He is now seated at the right hand of God and His proper place. He's making intercession for us at this time. He is a living God. Like I said, He died. Now He's living, and He's living for us. We should live for Him. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Like I said, be not conformed to this world. Let's not set our affections on things of the world. Things of the world are worldly. They're lustful. They're dangerous. They're evil. And they're corruptible. They'll fade away. This whole world is going to be destroyed one day. It doesn't last. What does last? God. God was here before the world, and He's going to be here after. He's always going to be there. He's always around. He's ever present. He's not going anywhere. So why would we set our affection on something that's going to not going to last very long? You know, I don't know about y'all, but when going to buy a vehicle or something like that, you want to buy something that's got some low mileage on it, something's going to last you a little while, whatever, you know? You don't want to buy that thing that's already a rust bucket that's about to fall over and die. You want something that's going to last. Well, brothers and sisters, God's going to outlast everything. And His love, His mercy, it's all going to last. He never runs out. That's the great thing about love. If you want to get more love, give it away. The world would think that's foolishness. But brothers and sisters, it's the Word of God. And it's truth. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Isn't that a blessed hope that we have? One of these days we will appear with him in glory. If we pass from the scene of this life, as soon as we pass, our eyes close in death, we will awake in his presence. And brethren, if we are still alive and remain, when he comes back, we'll be changed in an instant. We'll be with him forever. And sister, that's the blessed hope that we have. That's the blessed hope that we have within us. It's amazing grace that he has bestowed upon us, undeserving sinners. And thanks be unto God, I had nothing to do with it. Because brethren, if I had something to do with obtaining it, I guarantee you I have something to do to take it away. And I would find it very fast. Probably faster than you would. I don't know. Can't speak to that. But I know me. Brothers and sisters, thanks be unto God, it's by grace we are saved, that he has blessed us with. He's bestowed upon us. It's because of his greatness. It's because of his righteousness. Further on, he would say to mortify, therefore, your members, and he'd go through some things that we need to abstain from. I'm trying to just interest time. For these, verse 6, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. We don't want to act like the children of disobedience. If a child is being disobedient, it should be disciplined. Does God still discipline his children? Yes. You know, we hear in the 23rd Psalm, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Well, I'm sure all of you here never felt much comfort when your parents were paddling you behind. But brothers and sisters, if you would know, if we grow and you understand that that was for correction, that was a leading and guiding you into the right path, not into the wrong, you start to think, that is a comfort, that my parents cared enough for me that they would want to direct me in the way I need to go. In the Proverbs, to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he should not depart from it. Brothers and sisters, we need to be training up. And not just children, brothers and sisters, even adults that are unlearned. We need to be trained up in the way that we should go. We need to know the way that we should go. And the best way to do that is to read God's Word. Making a priority on reading his Word, studying his Scriptures. In verse 7, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. It's talking about those evil times when we also walked in them. There were times that we have done wrong. And it may have been out of ignorance, or it may have just been out of just spite. You know, everybody's talking about the teenage years, how they're just rebellious and they don't want to do what their parents tell us to do. Well, brothers and sisters, it doesn't have to be teenagers. There's plenty of adults that have that rebellious strength in them. There's still plenty of adults, and I still have a rebellious streak in me too. I have to guard myself so bad. If you don't think so, brothers and sisters, wait until next time you're cut off in traffic. It can pop its ugly head up so fast. It's something we have to guard against. That's why it's called pressing into the kingdom. There's resistance. This world is resistant to change. We need to be changing from the miry clay into God's marvelous light. We need to be seeking after him each and every day. But like I said, this world, everything about us, the old sin nature that I carry day by day, it's the resist. It's going to try to resist it. There's some struggle. That's why it's called pressing into the kingdom. Verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. This is talking about things that we need to be laying off. We need to be abstaining from these things. We don't need to be doing this. Why don't we need to be doing this? Because it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because God's word says so. It's wrong. We need to be abstaining from these things. But not only that, we need to be abstaining from that so we may identify with Christ. Don't we want to identify with him? Don't you love it when you know of somebody in the community that has a good name and you see their children or whatever and you know because that child is good, they're theirs? You know, you ever had that? There must be some bad kids around here. I don't know. Anyway, it's nice to be identified with that good family. That good family name or whatever, we want to be identified with that. We don't want to be identified with the black sheep or whatever. But we want to be identified with that good name. What better name do we have than being identified with the King? The one who sent His Son, the one who died for us. The one who's done everything for us. We want to be identified with Him. I would love for people, not just for me, but I would love for people to say, there goes a child of God. I fail too often. I know I fail too often. How many times have somebody seen me and not identified me with God? I shudder to think how many times. That's my failure. That's why we need to be pressing into the kingdom. That's why we need to be walking in His statutes, walking in His ways, keeping His commandments. We need to be doing that so people would see that, see the good work, and glorify our Father who is in heaven. And he would go on, talk about, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. You know, we don't need to lie. Don't you hate it when somebody lies to you? It's just really bad. It's terrible. You know, you feel betrayed. We don't need to be doing that. We need to be like we were this morning when we're coming in. Everybody laughing, plugging, you know, just good to see you. Great to be here. That's how we need to be towards all men. And have put off the new man. So lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We need to be renewing our mind. We need to be putting on this new man, the new creature in Christ that God has given us. Friends and sisters, talk about like putting on the armor, spending some time with God, listening to His Word, remembering, meditating upon it. You know, that's the best thing about reading His Word. We don't need to just, you know, skim through the pages. Okay, I've read it, set it down, and never think about it. If you do that, you're missing out. We need to be changing. We need a renewing of our mind and putting on this new man. And the new creature in the him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision. You know, it's neither Jew nor Greek. You know, it's the new creature in Christ. He said he has a people in every nation, kindred, and tongue. You know, we can't tell. We can't just go by, you know, well, he's a child of God because he's of this household. We can't go by that. It's not up to us to judge the heart. That's up to God. And we need to, verse 12. Put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. We need to have those bowels of mercy. We need to be merciful. God was plenty merciful to us. Plenty merciful. More merciful than I deserve. We need to be put on therefore as elect of God. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God. We are the elect of God. So we need to be showing it. We need to be identifying with it. We need to be serving Him. Elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen. That's probably one of the hardest things to do is that forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But brethren, we have to think about it. Lord told us, as I have forgiven you. And what has He forgiven us for? Everything. Amen. He's forgiven so much. So am I going to be so arrogant to think, well, I can't forgive somebody because they did me wrong? What does that matter? It doesn't matter. Let it, like water off a duck's back. Water under the bridge. You need to be forgiving, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. And above all these things, put on charity. Charity. You know, a definition of charity I love so much is love in action. Love in action. That's another way we can be identifying with Christ, how we can be serving in His kingdom, and be loving one another and actively loving, seeing what we have needs of, seeing who we can help, seeing who we could be a help to. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. How often are we not thankful? Not because we're not thinking, say, well, I'm not thankful for God. We're not thinking. We're not keeping it fresh in our mind. We should be thankful every single day. God hadn't just saved us for a time and then, well, forget about us. No, that's up to us. We forget things. God doesn't forget. We need to be thankful that He does not forget. Thankful for everything He's blessed us with. Thankful for everything He's done. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's another thing we need to be doing as Christians, as followers of Christ, as church members. We need to be admonishing one another, helping one another, being a help. If nothing else, smile. Sam, give somebody a smile. You just meet somebody without one, give them one of yours. Just show the love of Christ. When that peace of God is resting upon you, brethren, your day goes by better and you could be a blessing to someone else. That's one of the ways that we can serve in the kingdom. Abound in this kingdom, serving Him. Verse 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, hold on right there. Whatsoever you do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, if it's something bad, obviously you're not doing it in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Brother and sister, it's everything that's good. If we're doing any good, it came from God Himself because God is good. Now, I remember at a young age, I've heard that prayer, God is good, God is great, God is good. You know, some people say, well, that's just a child's prayer. Brothers and sisters, it's not just a child's prayer. That's the good words. God is good. God is great. Amen. God is great and He is very good. And every good comes from God. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We skip on down to verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord. Not unto men. It's whatever you're doing, your job or whatever you're tasked with, do it as you are doing it to the Lord.
Right.
You need to be thinking that. We need to be constantly having that in our mind. I'm doing my task that I have here. We need to be doing it as if we were doing it for the Lord. You know, when they were bringing the children of Israel, when they were bringing all the halt and the lame and the lambs and whatnot to be offered to God, what was the leftovers? You know, Malachi would say, you know, give that to your governor. See if he would accept something like that. Brothers and sisters, we need to be doing our best. We need to be, whatever we're doing. You know, have you heard that old phrase, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if we're doing something, let's do as if we were doing it for God. He said, whatsoever you do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the rewards of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. We serve a great God. We serve the great God. He is the Lord, Lord of lords, King of kings. We need to be giving Him our best. Verse 25, but he that doeth wrong shall receive from the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect to persons. Heard that saying, what goes around comes around. You know, if we do wrong, we're judged by the fruits that we bear. Sowing and reaping. If we sow wild oats, if we sow wrong deeds, brothers and sisters, it's going to come back. We need to be sowing good seed. We need to be doing good in the kingdom of God. We need to be pressing in, serving in His kingdom, serving the great God that we have. Matthew chapter 10, verse 25, it says, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master. It is enough that the disciple be as his master. So if we're going to be disciples of Christ, which we are, if we're going to be disciples, if we're going to be serving him, we need to be as our master. We need to be as Christ. You know that word Christian. What does Christian mean? It means Christ-like. Brothers and sisters, I shudder to think how much Christian, what's being called Christian nowadays, has nothing to do with Christ. We need to be Christ-like. We need to be followers of the Lamb. We need to be living as he lived here on earth. As the example that he left. It's the perfect example we have. Brothers and sisters, we need to be living for him. And real quick, Matthew 6, 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Brothers and sisters, where is our heart? We need to be doing that self-examination. We need to be checking. As Paul would say, examine yourselves to see if you be in the faith. Brothers and sisters, we need to do that checkup every single day. Where is my heart? Is my heart in serving God or is it in serving myself? The Lord would say, he needs to deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Brothers and sisters, we need to deny self. We need to be that living sacrifice. We need to be living for him. We need to be serving him. Serving the great God we have. But remember, we need to say, for where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Brothers and sisters, we need to be taking account. Where's our treasure? Where's our heart at? You know how we serve God is heart and mind. That's how we need to be serving him. We need to have our mind upon him. We need to have our heart touched and tendered with that kindness towards one another, forgiving one another. That's how we need to be serving in his kingdom. Love one another. I love how when the Apostle John, I heard when he was up in age and he couldn't hardly speak anymore, he would just get up and say, little children, love one another. Yeah. That's how we need to be. We need to love and show that love. Don't just have it love. Oh, I love that person. But if you never show it, they may never know. That's why we need to have charity. Love in action. And brothers and sisters, there needs to be some action in God's kingdom nowadays. Especially nowadays, now time, in our church, in our homes, in our communities. We need to show that love. We need to be showing it. We need to be pressing into this kingdom. We need to be serving God. Because we're serving God, that's letting our light shine, and we could be shining it out for people to see. And people that may see it, may be living in that darkness, they may be drawn to it. Drawn to it because the Lord himself is blessing us, and they want to know what great God we serve. Thank you.